The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, VaynerMedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa. Holy fuck.
Uh-oh. I think we lost Joe at probably
my those. Shit.
There you are. Nope. His lips are moving. His lips are moving a mile a minute on the video feed. He's something like that. I think you're there. Are you there, Joe?
I'm here. All right. I'm here.
I think maybe we can try to cue Betty here and see what happens. Betty. Oh boy.
Whoop, boop, weep. I see one, I see two, I see three more weeks of crappy weather.
Bloody hell, Betty, get back here to Tampa where it's warmer.
Honey. Hush, Roger, we're colleagues and cousins by electronic design, please stand by for fast binary. Back to you, Anthony.
Did you get that, Anthony?
I got something, that's for sure. I don't know what I got. Maybe I got an aneurysm out of it. Hey everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa, land of confusion tonight.
Hey folks, this is Joe in the land of Comcast crapola out on me big time.
Oh yeah, Joe's...
Hi, it's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit with the bitch pin on the CPU enabled. This is episode 133 of the Joe and Anthony Talking Big Mac, naked for Monday, May 14th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Judging from the look on your face...
This is going to be one of those episodes, I think.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, it's definitely going to be one of those episodes. But that's okay. We shall prevail. So, are you with us, Joe?
I'm here. Are you with me?
I am with you, too? Joe. Fantastic. So, how was your day, Joe?
My day... It was fine. Wow, this is horrible.
It is.
I'm going to completely blame this on Comcast.
I'm sending to you fine, but my receiving end is very, very
well,
slow.
My sending is topping out at 381 kilobits per second. Ooh, I wonder if Comcast is restricting me because they've noticed that I'm running a 24-hour server.
But you're not running a server.
Well, I'm running Roger.
But that's not a server. Nothing penetrates your firewall to access Roger. The server's on the virtual machine off in some data center in Oklahoma or Kansas City.
Well, but I'm still pushing data, though, through Comcast pipes.
Yeah. Not that much. You're under 128K. You're nothing. You're peanuts. You're not pushing much. The only thing is just that you just have shitty service. I doubt they're throttling you because of Roger. Roger is negligible in terms of data. You use more data with an episode of something on Netflix than you use with Roger probably all day. Yeah. It's just shitty.
Hello?
You just got a lot of people that just moved into the area and they all got cable and it's all damn. Pooped. It's all pooped up. It's all pooped up.
This is the 21st century, folks. It's the want, want, want crowd with internet.
It's something. It's something. Right. Yeah. Yep. Welcome to.
So where are we in the script?
I think we're at Anthony's weed corner, but Anthony needs to refresh for a moment or two at least.
Yeah. So, you know, basically I went to today lunch and you know, it's always pretty crowded. It's a busy place. They've yeah. got a really weird, whacked out system for orders. You know, they do kind of warn you that your number may not be called in numerical order.
I have a question for you. Are you able to turn off your webcam? I think you can. That might save you some bandwidth.
Okay.
User
so now,
has no camera. I turned mine off too, to kind of give you some headroom there.
Now I'm sending at 26 kilobits per second.
But it actually sounds pretty decent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to see where we can go from here. Maybe we will survive at 26 kilobits per second. So, now what were you all doing right. today, Joe?
Well, I was at Portillo's getting my lunch on. But their system is just kind of whacked out. You know, I don't get how they do their system.
Really?
You know, their employees, they've got all kinds of dedicated people making the different sandwiches. And the quality of the sandwich, like how it's put together, it's just not the same. It was just, like, too fast.
Yeah, you know, I noticed when I've gone to my Portillo's, I usually go through the drive-thru now. That's kind of how I do it because, you know, it's easier. I don't have to go inside. I don't have to deal with a bunch of tomfuckery, and everything works out okay. But, yeah, inside it's like a whole system where somebody's screaming out numbers. At least someone has the person doing the numbers has the sense to use a microphone.
Well, at first she wasn't, and I didn't understand why. It's like, you've got that microphone, use it, because there's so many people, and everybody's talking, and her voice is not carrying. Finally,
number
her manager came up, and she was just belting, booming. Yes.
Number 22.
Well, it would be like number 22, 145, 250,800, wow, and then 9.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't. You know? I don't think
some of the orders were like single items.
Yeah,
and some were huge, you know, trays. It's like,
I think the issue is
does
I don't
not make any.
I
sense.
Don't think the POSs are like somehow do it in a sequential order. I think one POS is like number 800, and it does it in that order, and one is like 200. Because I've noticed that, too. I noticed that, and like the pasta line is like a different register number series, so everything is just all messed up in terms of, you know, what goes through and what comes through.
I have never had their pasta before.
I don't think I ever have either.
So what you got going on for us tonight in the weed corner?
Well, in our wheat corner, we will start with the ongoing online purge of cannabis. YouTube is now engaged in the cannabis purge, and nobody seems to know why. We all seem to know why, but there's no definitive answer on it. This comes from Leafly. Popular cannabis channels, such as some with as many as 13,000 subscribers, have started getting flagged and shut down last month. Cannabis follows YouTube's decision to ban gun-related videos. So apparently, you know, a while ago they started getting rid of any gun-related videos, and now they're going after cannabis. So there's a moralization of YouTube. Some people believe that the move is to appease advertisers. I believe that's probably right on the money right there. They have been under fire for allowing videos by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones attacking Sandy Hook survivors, claiming that the mass shooting, quote, didn't happen, yet they removed a video that report that showed how Jones was spreading falsehoods. YouTube is a private entity, so...
That guy is an idiot.
Yeah, he is an idiot. Well, you know, we all need a village idiot. Unfortunately, we have a lot of village idiots, but we all need a village idiot. So as today, YouTube is a private entity, so you have no rights to the First Amendment. However, you can speak with your wallet by taking your followers to your own private platform and absconding their advertised revenue. And a lot of these, kicked off YouTube type of, cannabis channels have started doing just that. So, yeah. So next, Milwaukee unanimously votes to put marijuana on the November ballot. A Milwaukee County Board Committee voted unanimously to put a marijuana referendum on the November ballot. The vote would not end the prohibition of marijuana. I mean, come on, it's Rick Scott's state, per se. But it does call on the state of Wisconsin to legalize cannabis and allow for a regulated and taxed marijuana market. This is headed to the full Milwaukee County Board on May 24th. If approved on the 24th, the referendum will appear on the ballot for the general election on November 6th. Wisconsin currently has a very limited medical marijuana program. It only allows CBD, and a few patients qualify to participate. And that's your 420 news.
Well, you know, I was going to say, with the coming Foxconn plant coming in, they're going to need all the taxes they can get.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably going to be approved. Well, maybe cannabis is being purged from YouTube, but you can watch old shows like Fantasy Island, The Plane, on it. Because I know I have. And there's all kinds of programming, folks. I YouTube is one of those things you gotta love to hate. You know, you got people like Alex Jones. You got people like that Paul Logan. You know who I'm talking about?
No, who is Paul Logan? Who is this Paul Logan
the
guy?
Idiot
I
that,
probably am familiar.
He finally gained mainstream notoriety because of the incident in Japan in that special forest where people go to commit suicide for one reason or another.
Uh-huh.
And he found a dead body.
Oh.
And he filmed it and he posted that to YouTube.
Yes, I remember this. I remember
the video got taken down.
Yes, yes.
But it's that ego, you know? It's that ego on YouTube that I don't like. I like, though, videos about electronics or about music. I know our friend Bill over at the World Labor Hour on WRFU, he posts quite a bit of really cool stuff on his own personal page.
Yeah.
Jazzy stuff, blues stuff. So, you know, there's
but
always
nothing
a
about
for
hookers.
That. Anyways,
nothing about hookers.
On. No, no hookers.
No hookers.
But moving on.
Moving on. From
a lot of time on a service here in Chicago called Every Block. Chicago's answer to Anthony uses. It's quite fascinating how people's behaviors become more pronounced in such a faceless way to communicate.
Yeah.
So, Anthony, how bad does someone have to stink before you complain and have someone kicked off a plane flight because of it?
If it offends me within your first 5 minutes of sitting down next to me, especially if it is putrid, I will start, no pun intended, raising a stink of my own to the flight attendant to remove said person, or at the least have me relocated to a totally different section of the plane. Wouldn't take me much.
This particular incident, the woman was accused of stinking, but the thing is, the dude that complained was taking a seat, and he wouldn't get out of it. His seat was way somewhere else, so why he was there, we don't know.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, she's suing United, and United's in trouble again.
My goodness. So she's suing United because she had to sit next to a stinky person.
No, she's suing United because she got kicked off a plane with her two kids because they were being racist assholes.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I think that's acceptable. You should kick them. You should kick them off. Anyway, oh goodness, there's going to be some stinking going on in the Chicago studio. Let's move along.
Hey, folks. A big new neighborhood is going to pop up in a decade or so here. This is from Crane, Chicago. The 78. It's a reference to it being built on a scale that merits a new addition to Chicago's official list of 77 neighborhoods.
Okay.
It will feature one-fifth of the apartments as affordable. The 78, whose build-out date Bailey declined to estimate, will eventually include restaurants, cultural institutions, and office space, as well as a residential component. According to the materials, he expressed and declined to say what the project would cost. As for financing, all he would say was, "We're a well-capitalized firm." The project will create about 10,000 jobs, both in construction and permanent jobs on the site afterward.
I see.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, hey.
Bloody hell. And now, for something completely wacky. It's Joe's Random Tidbit Corner. Take it away, Joe.
Yay.
Oh boy.
It's the Random Tidbit Corner.
Revive with Vibrin.
Oh my
and
goodness.
There you have it. Another tidbit brought to you by Chip Skipper's Random Tidbit Generator. And now, Anthony, let's pull that wheel.
All right. Hold on, let me find it here first. All this excitement, I've lost the wheel.
Oh, no.
There's the
oh,
wheel.
No. Oh, yay.
There's the wheel.
Which wheel do we have today?
It's the regular wheel. It's the regular one. We can't find the other ones. Roger must have stolen them or something. I don't know where they went. They were somewhere. Go. All right, let me click on the link here. This, you know, it's weird not seeing you has made me a little disjointed, but I see with our reception rates that we are best staying non-camera's eyes tonight, at least for now. Our favorite Southern fried gun-toting Floridian, George Zimmerman, is making the news yet once again, this time for stalking. In a Seminole County Sheriff's Office report, deputies said that a private investigator was hired to find people interested in participating in a documentary about Trayvon Martin, and his case was he was repeatedly harassed and threatened over email, voicemail, and text by Zimmerman. Dick White didn't do some good editing here. At least one statement included a threat to feed Warren to an alligator. Between December 16th and December 25th, sheriff's investigators said Zimmerman engaged in 55 phone calls, 67 texts, 36 voicemails, and 27 emails with the private investigator. When the PI told Zimmerman to cease all communications, Zimmerman, of course, replied with no and pursued charges, among other threatening statements. This one day this idiot is gonna.
This guy just can't stay out of the.
No, he can't. I'm like, just Jesus Christ, dude, just fucking.
Yeah,
he
can't stay out of the limelight.
No, there's some people like that. There's just some people like that.
He needs his own reality show.
No, Jesus, no. I don't want to encourage this behavior. That's the bad thing. He will be arraigned on May 30th. This, of course, isn't the first time Zimmerman has appeared in court since he was acquitted for murdering Trayvon Martin in 2012. Zimmerman also has faced multiple domestic violence charges. No, he's not a violent person at all. I wonder if the jury feels that Zimmerman is such an innocent and innocuous person now. Back to you, Betty. Betty?
Listen to...
Hi, Betty.
These shows, and more that we recast radio. From Urbana Champaign Independent Media Center, WRFU, the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Then, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt. From our friends at radioforall.net, we give you Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, then Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. Be sure to visit www.shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thanks, buddy. It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
There you go.
Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 67 degrees. The dew point is 58. The humidity is 73. Winds are out of the east at 8 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 9 miles. Tonight,
you're in slow
Monday
motion.
Night. Showers, likely, and possibly a thunderstorm. Low around 57. Tuesday, gusty wind alert action day. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 63. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. So definitely stay inside. Grab your favorite devices and listen to episode 100 of Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. This Wednesday, May 16th. I have that wrong, don't I?
Yeah, I think he has a new one. 101 should be coming
out. It should actually be 7 p.m. No. Yes. No. Oh.
Yes?
No, a new one comes out on the 23rd. A new one comes out on the 23rd.
Oh, you know, I've been so disconnected.
Yeah.
Been so disconnected with this week. Okay,
no,
you
but
know,
the
you're
time
right.
Should actually be 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Correct.
I think I need to make that change. Okay, folks, sorry about that.
All right.
It should be 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on Wednesday, May 16th. We will air episode 100 of Headphone Meditations. And that is your Chicago Shyampa weather, Anthony. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info. Come chat. You can log in with Facebook, Twitter, Google, and more. And now play that news bumper, Anthony.
Done. we're rushing you along.
Tonight we're bringing you stories about numbers, and to start us off in that direction, we have here one smart cookie of a woman and an example of the extremes of rent control. Ooh. By Hannah Frischberg from the New York Post. Ooh. When Patricia O'Grady moved into the top floor of a Greenwich apartment walk-up in 1955, she and her roommates helped sweep the hallway in exchange for a discounted rent of $16 a month.
Wow.
The unit was bare, no more than floor and walls, so the girls, all aspiring actresses, slowly improved it themselves, installing a sink and other modest amenities. While her roommates moved on, Patricia never left the unit, and for that, she received the ultimate New York City prize. Unbelievably affordable rent. Wow. Until March, when Patricia, 84, was fatally struck by a car just a few feet from her home. Guess what? She paid $28.43 a month.
Holy
for
shit.
The apartment. An attorney was consulted to find out if this rent was possible, recalls Adam Pomerantz, who bought O'Grady's building, which also houses his business, Murray's Bagels, in 2002. It was legit, he found, but using a rent control formula worksheet, he was able to increase her rent a whopping $1.98.
Wow.
It had been previously $26.45. O'Grady was always early with her payments, Pomerantz says, in part because despite the fact that his tenants can hand in their rent downstairs at the bagel shop, O'Grady insisted on mailing her check. She was the only one who walked to the corner to mail it. She was very quick in paying her $28.
Wow.
With Patricia gone, Pomerantz will be gutting and renovating the apartment, renting it out as a two-bedroom in the $5,000 range.
Wow. Insanity. Wow, that's quite exciting.
But let's move on.
Okay, we'll move on.
Ooh, that's a lot of bimpo. What's bimpo, you ask?
What is
Big
bimpo?
Mac poop output.
Ooh.
Big Mac poop output.
That sounds scary.
From our friends at Inc.com by Bill Murphy Jr. This is a story about the key difference between brands that some people phonetically adore, like McDonald's and other comparable brands, say, for example, Subway, which has seemed to have lost their way. It's about a long man named Don who celebrated a unique milestone yesterday when he ate his 30,000th Big Mac at McDonald's in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. This happens to be the same McDonald's he visited when he ate his first Big Mac in 1972. I suspect that this means he's the most loyal McDonald's customer since well before at least half the people who read this article were even born. Heck, even the guy who invented Big Macs, who died recently at the age of 98, said he only ate one a week. It's the pinnacle of marketing and brand building to have a customer so devoted to your product that he dedicates himself to it for decades and creates a media story every time he hits another round number. To understand just how loyal a fan he is, I think we need to better... Whatever. We should point out two things first, that he already holds the record for having eaten the most Big Macs. He crossed that threshold according to the Guinness people back in October. And second, he has both obsessive compulsive disorder and a meticulous memory. So while he has managed throughout the years to preserve and categorize almost everything related to his Big Mac obsession, he did lose about 7,000 or so styrofoam cartons that were damaged in a tornado that blew the soffits off his house in 1990. So, you know, the environmental mess with that described did take place 28 years ago, so that's kind of gross. But it's an absurd amount of Big Macs. To start with, eating 30,000 over 46 years would require eating 652 per year. And that would, in turn, work out to consuming 1.786 Big Macs every fucking day since the Nixon administration. Indeed, this dude reports that there have been only 8 days during which he didn't eat a Big Mac that entire time. Only once because of an intense storm, which stopped him from reaching the McDonald's. And then, I guess, one day in 1988 when his mother died. Shit, I probably would have been eating shit tons of McDonald's if somebody in my family died. I don't know about you, Anthony.
I'm all about stress.
Also, given that each Big Mac has 2 1.6 beef patties, it means he has eaten more than 6,000 pounds of beef, which might work out to 10 cows. Actually, as bad as that is, over 46 years, I thought it might be higher. I thought it'd be also 16.89 million calories.
Wow.
Now, age 64, Rob is a retired prison guard, and he's into Big Macs as ever. In fact, after the little ceremony the little Mickey D's held for him, he got a second one to go, number 30,001. Maybe I'll be eating it when I catch myself on the news, he said. Or maybe while he's listening to this recast of the Joe and Anthony Show, which you can do anytime by visiting http://www.chiampa.info.
So, do you want to do your next story, or do you want to hold off till next week?
Okay. Yes.
You have about a minute.
Let's do it. It's a short one. Okay. Some people just have all the luck. Why not me? Non-sexual edition.
Ooh.
By Ben Hooper. An Iowa man who won a $4.38 million lottery jackpot said his luck was compounded by the fact he got his ticket for free as part of a promotion. Chuck of Davenport visited Iowa Lottery on Thursday to claim his $4.38 million for matching all six magic numbers in Saturday's Lotto America drawing with Star Ball 1. Chuck said he hadn't even intended to enter the Lotto America drawing, but he received a free ticket along with the Powerball ticket he purchased during the first week of the month from the Quick Store in Davenport. The Iowa Lottery said it is giving away Lotto Surprise free plays this month to random players who buy tickets in games selected by Lottery. The qualifying game chosen for the first week was Powerball, and Chuck was selected when he bought his ticket. Chuck said he was in disbelief when he checked his numbers. I had to check them again, he said. I had to look at it a couple of times. The lucky winner joked that he still has his doubts. I'm waiting until the money is deposited. He said, I won't believe it until it's there. And that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed experience? Give us a call, 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, a gay Muslim clerk reads the Quran with a queer consciousness. And in the news, Northern Ireland's marriage equality impasse withstands common sense. Pakistan's sweeping trans rights bill awaits presidential assent. Portugal's president vetoes a trans teen ID bill. Greece allows gay and lesbian foster parenting. U.S. Methodists remain muddy on LGBTQ inclusion. And a hip-hop Mongol's lesbian mom makes a music history. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Sciampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We will be depreciated again in 4 minutes, if I can find this cart. Cart, where'd you go? Where's the cart? Here's the cart. Where's the cart? Cart. There
Hello
we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Attenzione! Give your hamburger an Italian accent with new Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano. Delizioso dinners from Chef Boyardee you make with hamburger. See? Pasta and Italian-style sauce simmered to bring out the Italian in me.
Bravo!
New Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano gives hamburger an authentic Italian accent.
Lasagna, spaghetti, all your favorites. Mangia Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano.
Darn, my sink trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Moo and I, we got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, grilled tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish, jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings, if you like too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish, scream for ribs. Moo and I.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Good old chickens, bark, bark, bark. Chickens, bark, bark, bark. Chickens, bark, bark, bark. Chickens, bark, bark, bark.
You are listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Oh my, Joe Wisdom here. Well, since the last time we heard from the king, his future was having some issues. Let's tune in now to see what's going on.
It is I, the King of Facts!
Well, I've had a wisdom tooth pulled. And boy, a week later, my owl mouth is still aggravated over it. But let me tell you, besides all of that, if you want really good farts, eat Taco Bell! The night before, especially. especially that uber gooey cheese sauce they serve in there.
Oh boy, views expressed by the King of Farts do not represent the views expressed by VNR Media Group or Cheyenne Radio. But, oh my, what will the King of Farts let us know about next? Keep it tuned to Cheyenne Radio to find out!
Hello, Piccolo Portencia would like you to know that it is very important that when you reboot your computer that you not load so many apps that you forget where you were. Because sometimes your brain is just full of pickle juice.
This space left intentionally blank. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Cue Betty. Roger.
Welcome back, Roger.
Someone.
Here. Yay, no really guys, those commercials were something exciting. Yeah. Anyways, thank God it's Monday, because up next it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Ooh.
National Dance Like a Chicken Day. National Underground America Day. National Women's Checkup Day, which is always second Monday in May. Betty, have you been checked out?
Really, Roger? Jesus Christ, Roger. You're a robotic perv.
Bloody hell, Betty. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Let's talk later. Anyway, hey listeners, I hope you skits danced like that delicious piece of fried chicken you just ate, and then went underground so that you could celebrate being an underground American, that is if you live in America. Anyways, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news already. The floor is yours, Anthony.
Thanks, Roger. Okay.
Welcome, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, Roger does have a response. Fantastic. Well, before we get to the crazy Florida news, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Looks like rainy season is upon us. Unless you're listening live, it is not. Currently mostly cloudy and 73 degrees with a humidity of 90%. The dew point is 70 and the visibility is 10 miles, I think. It doesn't matter. Tonight, Monday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 72. On Tuesday, will be a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 84. Tuesday night, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mainly after 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 73. Wednesday, 50% chance of storms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 85. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That was delicious, though. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mainly after 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy, the low around 73. That is your Cheyenne weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now it's on to some crazy Florida news. How you doing over there, Joe?
You're welcome, Anthony.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm good with that.
I'm doing just fine.
As if you're joining us late in the game, we've been having some really fucked up connection issues between the Chicago and the Tampa studio tonight. And
it's been raining a lot here, and I think Comcast is really busy right now.
Yeah, I think they're just over. So we've eliminated our webcam feed and everything. So it's down to like low bit rate communication. So all right, let's get started with our crazy Florida news, and we'll move off into our plethora section. Sometimes living the Florida lifestyle means getting more meth before you've been taken to jail. The Orlando Sentinel gives us our first crazy Florida news story of the night. On one rather uneventful Sunday afternoon, a Florida Highway Patrol trooper was called to the scene of a crash at World Center Drive and South Apopka, Vineland Road, according to reports. Scott, 32, had crashed a blue Chevrolet Impala into another vehicle. When a trooper searched Scott's car, he found meth and a small scale, and Scott was talking nonstop, according to the trooper. Scott made no sense during the conversation with the trooper and was asking the trooper to let him run away so he can go get much more meth than what the trooper had found in the car. He was trying to be helpful. Scott was arrested on charges of methamphetamine possession and driving with a suspended license. Records show that Scott was arrested earlier this month and is accused of crashing a truck into a house in Winter Park while claiming to be an FBI agent with an AR-style rifle. Scott is being held in the Orange County Jail and will likely participate in Florida's catch-and-release program yet again. Yeah, how about that one? Yeah.
Catch and release is very popular here in Chicago, too.
Yeah, it seems to be a common thing nowadays. It just keeps the cycle going, I guess. Everyone stays employed. Our next track comes from WFTV Channel News 9 out of Orlando, and it tells us of a man with a pickup truck, a plastic badge, and a dream, I guess, kind of. A victim. We start the story with a victim. Driving along U.S. 27, minding their own business, was cut off by a pickup truck before turning right at a traffic light. As the victim traveled south, the man in the pickup began to drive aggressively. Holly, who witnessed the event, you're a victim. Why not you? Why not Joe? Holly, someone random stranger.
Why not me?
Why not you? There you go. Who witnessed the event said that the man driving the truck was maliciously trying to run the victim off the road. Pardon me. You had a little tickle there. Eventually, the victim and the suspect stopped at an intersection. The victim told deputies the pickup truck driver, later identified as Roger, got out of the truck. Deputy said that Roger claimed to be a cop, flashed a fake plastic badge, and said, "I the police," after he tried to arrest the victim. Yeah. The victim was able to get in his car and drive away from Roger, and Holly was able to snap a photo of the license plate on the suspect's vehicle. Deputy said the picture led them to Roger, who was now facing charges. That's quite exciting, isn't it?
Bloody hell.
Oh, that was kind of cute. How about that? All right, moving along. Moving along. See, and we're actually going to have some extra time for pulling up. Sexy, yes. All right, WFTV Channel News 9 out of Orlando yet again brings us our final Florida news story of the night. And tells us about a naked man at Daytona Beach Airport that was just ready to explode. John, a 25-year-old Florida man, entered a restroom in the Daytona Beach Airport, made a hole in the wall, and inserted a backpack. John then walked out of the restroom naked, climbed onto a baggage carousel, and started claiming that a bomb was about to go off. The police were contacted. Deputies asked John if he had taken any drugs.
And the guys in the white coats.
I know, right? I'm like, oh boy, this is something. Deputies asked John if he had taken any drugs so they could properly treat him, where John told them that he had taken Molly, but he refused medical treatment. Deputies did not find a bomb, only John's clothes stuffed into a backpack inside a women's bathroom that was under construction. John had been Baker acted twice in the past and was taken to Halifax Hospital. John faces, quote, a slew of charges, end quote, that include exposure of sexual organs, resisting arrest, false report concerning planting a bomb, and burglary. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank
back
you, Anthony.
To you, Betty.
Thank the database you tuned into Cheyenne Paul Radio. We're always looking for unique content. And people, give me a call at the studios anytime, 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out with these two idiots.
That's
be
us.
A part of this unique studio experience. And now go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going about this or that. Now grab onto something, because here it comes. Woohoo, it's time for Plethory Monday. Take it away, guys.
Oh, boy. Hi. Thank you, Betty.
We need to start a GoFundMe account for Joe to, like, get, like, a dedicated, like, OC3 fiber line to the Chicago studio. It's only, like, $60,000.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to help.
Well, Liz Winter should be interesting.
We need your money. I know, right? Yeah, I don't know. I think the only thing that a business account is going to do for me is if it goes down, I get connected first. And
yeah,
it
gives
it.
You a quicker SLA.
I think I get the same. I get the same level of crap service that everybody else gets. Because sometimes the internet's just crummy at work, and because we got Comcast there too.
You have Comcast.
But anyways,
everywhere.
What's up in plethora?
Let me see.
Oh
yes.
We
hi.
Need to say a big thank you to the folks at World Labor Hour.
Thank you, Dave and Bill, for that lovely plug that you gave us last Saturday. That was lovely. And as always, we like to push World Labor Hour. I mean, Jesus, we play it four times a weekend, for God's sakes.
Well, and not only that, but I'm going to be opening up Joe's Weekend with Joe on Sundays to include two labor-oriented programs, one of them being World Labor Hour for it's on Sunday evening to listen to it again, and then also Labor Express Radio, because unfortunately their site is non-functional, and so we'll be able to carry their previous programs.
There
so,
you go.
There you have it.
Yep. We're gonna drown you in World Labor Hour and other world and labor post like things. But no, thank you
well,
again.
Not everybody's up like me at
noon,
5 a.m. on Saturday,
or noon.
Or noon.
It runs at noon. Anyway, again, we invite you to check out our schedule and tune in when World Labor Hour, we recast it from WRFU in Champaign, Urbana. And we have Bill, Dave, and Gus, who are the primary hosts. They have other guests. They had some great guests on this past weekend. And they do talk about a lot of different labor movements, a lot of different things going on across the country. So I highly recommend tuning into them to get up to date on your laborness. Get labored with World Labor Hour.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so what do we got coming up here on the plethora segment, Anthony? What else do you want to talk about in this long list of laundry items?
You know what? The ER sucked. We went to it last weekend or last week. And
what?
The ER. And it was just so exhausting. I don't want to talk about it. All right. So, of course, now there's all these political ads going around on television. You know, you can't watch your reruns anymore without being told what's wrong with Washington. I've come to the determination Washington is what's wrong with Washington. We just have to fire the entire government and start from fresh. All right, Joe, on to you. What's going on in China?
Yes. Well, here's the thing, though. If you want
a
system like what we can see in China, they just activated a societal credit system upon their 1.4 billion peoples. And basically this means is that you'll be graded upon many different factors and how you perform in society, and that will determine where you potentially date. Ooh, we have a telephone call.
We have a call. Why don't you finish your thought and we'll pick up the call. Maybe.
So, well, it's a scary proposition that was presented to us on a Netflix show, Black Mirror.
Yes, there you go.
But I want to hear what the caller has to say.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. I think that's Ezel. Sounds like Ezel. Hey, Ezel. How's it going?
Hey, Ezel. Bagadoo. I gotta get rid of batshit. Hey, what's going on over there?
Hey, Ezel.
You gotta forgive Joe, Ezel.
It's been one hell of a...
It's been an interesting, bumpy night.
Oh, man, I can hear that.
Yeah,
man.
A lot of turbulence.
It don't sound too good. It don't sound good at all, man. What the hell's going on with that Comcast? Don't they make enough fucking money, man? I'm telling you. Unbelievable. Oh, man.
It's ridiculous. Right?
So, anyway, I want to...
I just got...
Give you...
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't...
Why don't you finish up, Ezel? I think Joe's had a little bit of a skid mark here. So, why don't you continue while we wait for Joe to get back?
You got to pay the bills, man. You got to send them some money, man. What the hell's going on over there, man? I'm telling you. But anyway, I want to give you a solution to that problem of when you get on a plane or public transportation with, you know, with the stinky people, man, you know. Yeah. Oh, man. That's, you know what, that's horrible. I'm telling you, it's wicked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, I was going to take a ride down to Quincy, Illinois to pick up some beefs. So I figure I'm going to take some of the clay people with me, right?
Oh, there you go, but there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I figure for some company we can hash it out, give them some tips and glues, you know. But anyway, so, you know, they get in the van. I got this old rickety-ass van. They get in the van, and all of a sudden, I'm like, son of a bitch, man, what the hell stinks in there? And, you know, the clay people, they say, well, we don't bathe, man. We don't shower or nothing, because if we shower, we start dissolving, you know.
That's true.
Bitch, man. I mean, it was funky, man. It was really funky. So I make a U-turn. I go back home, and I get one of them coffee packets. You know, it's like a coffee filter with coffee inside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, one of those.
Yeah. So I wrapped it up in a handkerchief, and I put it around my face. You know, you see them Chinese people running around with shit around their face.
Okay, so you put a coffee filter. Oh, there you go.
Man, I say it worked great, man. And you can use hazelnut, or you can use some kind of berry coffee or some shit, and you don't have to smell that shit, man. I'll tell you. You gotta be awful, man, when you can't get on a plane and sit next to somebody.
No, you gotta be pretty nasty.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, I ain't the cleanest dude in the world, you know, because I'm always out here in the dirt with the same people. Man, I'm telling you. You get some of them funky people that, like, they never took a bath in their life, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's some funky ones out there.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you. But anyway, I want to let you guys know, I'm over here in the armpit, Illinois. Man, it's been nasty here with the weather today, and I just want to give Joe a warning. There's this big storm headed his way, man. It's about here now in armpit, Illinois. It looks pretty brutal, man. So,
watch out,
Joe. Down the land. Close the windows, button down the hatches, and you'll be all right, man. So, but it was nice talking to you guys. I wanted to give you a shout-out. I'll let you finish that program before the moon lights come on.
There you go. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Thanks, Ezel.
Go later when he pays the bill. Tell him, hey, if he needs help, I'll send him a dollar or two, okay?
There we go. Sounds
all right,
like a plan.
We'll talk to you later.
Take it easy, Ezel.
See you guys later. Right, bye.
Thanks, Ezel.
All right.
So am I live or am I Memorex?
You're live. You seem to be okay now. I didn't know if you were. I think I didn't know how well we did with the phone call. I don't know how well you heard Ezel with our connection.
I heard Ezel just fine. I decided to just put myself on mute and just not even participate. That seemed to cause a lot less issues.
That's good. That's a plus. That's a big plus. So let's see. Well, we got so, China. What are we on now? Oh, Lois Lane. That's your next thing.
Well, yeah, Margot Kidder, she's passed on to the Superman in the sky.
Oh, my.
She passed away, I believe, yesterday.
Wow.
I guess people will all, you know, they're going in full memorial mode, so you'll expect to see a lot of Superman-related things coming out. Yes.
And is your weather finally improving?
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. you know, I really wasn't connected
or
to her.
Or thoughts
as
on
an
China's
actress.
Activated the. Okay.
The sociology credit
okay.
system. Okay. 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 Okay.
One.
Two. Two.
Three.
Three. Four.
Five.
Six.
Oh, God. We got lag.
All right. Well,
that's
it's
horrible.
Yeah. Well, it's. We'll see. I think that's. That lag, I think, is our biggest issue tonight. Not necessarily speed, but lag. But. We can only do so much, and we don't have much left of the. We only have like 4 minutes left of the program, so we'll just have to wing it. And look, the ugly lights have arrived, so that means we can just read the script and move on with life. And hopefully next week our connection will be better, because I will be upset if it is not. So anyway. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think one of the hookers Roger brought over has rickets, and Joe, God knows what's going on over there. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yes, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show here on Cheyenne. Radio tonight. Hey, and giggles, why not give Weekend with Joe a try? I let Roger play a plethora of intriguing content from our friends at archive.org and radioforall.net. We feature a lot of jazz and music of all kinds. One of our favorite house electronica DJs, DJ Testosterone, finds a home here too. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday at Eastern. That is always subject to change when we change the schedule, of course.
Of course, of course. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And you can make your morning commute more commutable with the weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has been downloading from archive.org like crazy lately. So there's new shit being added almost every day now. And combine that with her sassy attitude, she will definitely make your coffee percolate. On your drive home, catch traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern, Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy, and it should make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow. I'm in programming technique audio heaven. You know, folks, while you're at it, just tune in one of your favorite or extra devices to our 24-hour internet radio station, Cheyampa Radio. Visit chiampa.info. where you can see our most current broadcast schedule and find out, wow, the script just went in crazy directions.
Crazy directions.
Where you can see our most current broadcast schedule and find out how to visit us on the socials, medias, out there in Webverse land. Remember, too, it's 420 somewhere.
Something like that. Something like that. Wow.
And we have banter time, don't we?
We have about 30 seconds of banter time. That was a wild ride tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
This has been rough tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
This has been rough.
Yes.
Rough.
Yep. Yep.
You know, we're in a stage of society where these companies need to be keeping up, and they're not. And it's not that there isn't enough bandwidth out there, because there is.
Bandwidth.
They're just artificially limiting it so they can charge more fucking money.
Exactly. So that's what you got. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Check our blog at cheyampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go running around playing Deputy Donut while naked in the airport after crashing into a meth house with an officer friendly while acting like George Zimmerman. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
See, there we go. That worked.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.